Somebody help me. Teeth
happening over here.
Well, my dadgum pen just went out right as I'm making all these notes. Like, no. Guys, I want to welcome you here, guys. Episode 5 of The Pulse 24. As we try and keep our finger on the pulse of the heartbeat of King Jesus in this very difficult but exciting and amazing year. This is not an easy year. It's not an easy time, guys. We got to live like these are the last days because they are. And today, guys, we're actually going to be talking about putting on the whole armor of God because this is the year of the war of 24. This is the year of the big fight, and we're going to be talking about warfare. We're going to be talking about putting on the whole armor, which is actually a position of prayer. And so I'm going to talk to you guys about that. It's like, hey, don't just go into your prayer time and standing in your prayer time, standing, hallelujah, unless you're going to be all kinds of armored up because you will be attacked, but that's okay. Ben, let me hear you say it. We ain't scared. Right on. So I want to welcome everybody here, my friends from all over the world that are joining me. Guys, be sure and let me know that you're watching. Say, hey, I'm watching, and put your name in there and tell us where it is that you're watching from. I'm going to be looking at the, I was going through some different things here and I failed to pull up my own stuff here, or pull up what it is that you're looking at.
Well, if you go ahead and pull up odx.tv and hit the prophetic line, no, the Pulse 24.
The Pulse 24.
Come on, rounded by the graphic, and I still get it wrong.
Yes, this is my son, Ben Brewer, and the DNA test still hadn't come back yet, but he kind of looks like me, so I'm going to say his mama did not jump the fence. But I'm right across the table from Miss Connie. How are you doing, Ladybug?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, are you happy today?
I am.
Good.
It's a frozen tundra outside, but okay. I'm doing good.
It's cold. And
it is cold.
I'm talking about it was like 14 degrees this morning when I got up, like 14.
Offensively cold.
Yeah, it's like it ain't even right. Now, no. I'm not grapping about it because just a couple of months back, it was 114 degrees.
This is true.
And we had several days that were the most miserable days of my adult life.
Didn't you get to escape? Didn't you go to like Maine or something?
I did go to Maine.
Yes, he did. He went and saw the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, I went to go see the Savannah Bananas in Maine. I sure did. I went to Portland, Maine. I forgot. Gosh. And I remember it was 72 degrees for a high up there.
It was beautiful.
And it was a low in the 40s. And back home, it was like 114 degrees. Mm-hmm. The Savannah Bananas. Man, if you guys don't know the Savannah Bananas, they will change your life.
That was my first time hearing about them. I did not know they existed.
Me and Ben ran into them at the airport. We were on our way to...
No, we ran into the owner, and he didn't know who it was. So I had to explain to him what the Savannah Bananas
were. He was in his banana suit and all that, and I didn't know who he was.
Marketing.
Yeah, and so I was like, why is this cat wearing a banana suit? And anyway, so yeah, so... Nick Schrock says that it is 5 degrees in Ohio.
It's negative five.
Negative five.
Negative five. It is negative 12 Celsius in...
in Canada.
Oh, that's gross.
What? That is gross. All right. So do you guys have any idea what actual temperature 12 Celsius is?
I have no idea.
Do you?
But I know
I can
right.
Google it.
Yeah, Google it. Google it because I want to see that. Paul Molina is here, warm and sunny Oak Cliff, Dallas. Hallelujah.
What?
It's minus 37 yesterday. Chantel Peters says that.
It says, okay, from Celsius to Fahrenheit is 53.6. 12 degrees Celsius is 53.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, dude, it's
That's
colder
not
down
okay.
here. It's not okay. What has happened? The polls have reversed. I told you that was going to happen. I told you. Well, anyway, guys, we're so happy that you're here today. Please be sure and comment. Be sure and like this. Be sure and subscribe if you're not yet subscribed. And don't forget, we're going to be talking about putting on the whole armor of God today. And then tomorrow, I'm going to have a warrior, since we're talking about being a warrior in this next year to come. Tomorrow, I'm going to have John Arroyo. John Arroyo is one of my good friends who's been shot in the head. I have three friends who have been shot in the head.
Wait, the neck.
Yeah, he's, so I'm just going to say in the head region, okay? Brother was shot in the throat with a 45 and was, guy tried to murder him, and God Almighty completely healed him, and it's incredible. And now he speaks to like the Pentagon. He is truly a warrior. He did several tours in Afghanistan. I think he did one in Afghanistan, one in Iraq, if I'm not mistaken. So he can tell us about all that tomorrow. And he's a great friend of mine, and he lives here local, and he's going to be with us tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. And if you don't know the miracle about John Arroyo, just look him up. Just look up John Arroyo. There you go. Arroyo. That sounds like a pirate song, right? Arroyo. Yo, yo. Y'all don't like that? No.
No.
Johnny Depp. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. Well, what else do I need to tell everybody, Miss Connie?
Oh, remind everyone about our New Beginnings conference, that this is the week.
Yeah, so it's actually, it starts tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, our ODX gathering is tomorrow.
Yeah, people coming in from all the nation. I just got through talking to Anna from Louisiana, and Anna's bringing me a big thing of giant shrimp.
Oh, I was going to say, yes. Is it crawfish? I was so excited.
No, she's bringing me a big thing of shrimp, and I want to blacken them. Blacken shrimp is like my favorite thing to eat in the whole world. Like, literally, in my top five things of I like to eat is blackened shrimp. Oh, man, I love that. All my Hebrew friends right now are going, dude, you're so not going
off
to heaven. Yeah, you're so not going to heaven. I totally am. I sure am. And might go to heaven with a shrimp in my mouth. Hallelujah. But with all that said, man, she's coming in. People are coming in from all over the world. They just got through talking to my friends out at pray.com. They're going to be with us on Friday. And you know who I'm most excited about coming in?
Is it Jerry Ann?
No. I'm excited about Jerry Ann. But no, it's not. You want to take another guess so I can just humiliate them? Who's somebody that you would think that you go, Troy is really excited about this person being there? I'm going to give you a hint. She's one of my rescue girls.
Oh, yes, it's Kimberly.
Kimberly's going to be with us. Mm-hmm. And she's one of my rescue girls from the Amazon. And she lives here in the United States now. She's 29 years old. And she's going to be joining me on the stage on Friday night.
You know, I'm like that's the day I'm going to make sure I don't miss, because I can't believe that we actually have a rescue girl that's here in the United States. That, like,
yeah, she lives here. I mean, she's an American citizen now, whole nine yards, and she's going to be with us.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
And so, guys, I want to throw all this out there to all y'all and tell you this. You can watch the beginning part of it. You can also watch all of our praise and worship, and you can also watch the testimonies that Leanna and I give, and then we're going to be cutting it off, and it's only for people who have paid. Like, well, you shouldn't pay for that. And it's one of the hate mail things I get from people, and I'm like, well, I also shouldn't have to spend millions of dollars a year rescuing kids. I shouldn't have to do that, but I do.
Right, and here we are.
And here we are. We're here in that place, and I can't do it by myself. I mean, I don't have millions of dollars, but all of us together, you know what? Our money can become ministry. And so we look for creative ways for people to partner with us. And that's one of the things that we do, is one of the best conferences on the planet Earth.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of the things that I experienced when I first started coming to Open Door Church. And I was like, oh, wow, I've never been to something like this. I've never been to a church that is so intentional about the head of the year.
Come on.
And how they honor the Lord in it.
Amen.
And how they go after God in it. And so I loved it.
Our Jewish brothers and sisters have always been doing that. They believe that you should fast the first 10 days of the year, and they believe that God sets you up for the year depending upon how you seek him during that first 10 days.
So crazy. It's that scripture, like, if you draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near to you.
And those that seek me early find me. Plus, we're the weirdos that have the prophetic stint, right? Mm-hmm. And so I look at the numbers of 5784 and 2024, and then we go through the scriptures that have to do with all those things and see if we can't find a word in it. And definitely have a word. One of the big words that I have is we got to be watchful this year.
Yes.
All right. The term be watchful, be ye watchful, is in the Bible 24 times. And so we have to live this day like it's the end times. We have to do that. We can't live anymore like how things used to be. We have to live today in a day where we say, no, man, Jesus is coming back soon.
Right. And are you going to be ready for him?
Are you going to
be looking for him?
Another big word that God gave me was a new ear for the new year.
Yes.
And I'm going to be unpacking all of that, that the Lord is going to be speaking in new and exciting and challenging ways. And if he doesn't, a new thing, shall we know it?
Exactly. Are you going to position yourself to have an ear to hear? Yeah,
that's true. A big part of it also that goes to the be watchful part is also the midnight hour, 24. So we're looking at last days, last timing, how time is accelerated in the last days. I'm going to be unpacking all of that. It's going to be so good. And then a really big part of it is the year of the open door. That's a 5784, right? So the year of the open door. Okay, well, this is a year that we have to labor to enter in.
So good. Yeah.
It's one thing for God to give you the opportunity. It's another thing for you to conform your life to the image of God's plan.
Exactly.
That's a whole nother thing. And so great, by the way, to see my good friend Robin Lee Day. She's on here. Janine, so happy to see you. Christina, I'm so happy to see all you cats. It's great, great, great to see y'all on here. Brenda Ewing, I see you on here. William Blair, Benjamin Brewer is here. Man, here I didn't see. Oh, he's right here. He's right here. Pamela Miller, so good to see you. And I call you blessed in Jesus' name. Now, guys, we're going to be talking for a few minutes on the armor of God, and then we're going to go behind the veil, and then I'm going to talk to you about and share with you privately in a much more intimate setting in ways that might otherwise get us censored. So we won't be censored once we go behind the veil. And if you want to make that journey over there with us, simply go to odx.tv and sign up for stage 2 or stage 3. And friends, if you sign up for stage 3, you get all of my conferences online for free, including this conference that we're about to do right here at Open Door Church. And you'll get all of the new beginnings. So, you know, like a really good thing to do might be, instead of getting a New Beginnings ticket to view online, just simply join Stage 3, and then you'll get all the content unprohibited on odx.tv, but then you'll also get to go to the conference. You'll see that. And then if you're here in town, and if you're going to do that, you can, not only are we having the conference, but we're having a couple of things. One of the free things we're doing is we're going to be feeding over 3,000 people on Saturday. You can come out to the Open Door Food Bank.
At our food bank.
You can visit that. That's awesome. Another free thing that we're doing, and you can come out and do an awesome outreach with us here at the Open Door Food Bank, where we have been there for 32 years.
And it's just been, it's just been expanded.
Yeah.
Like it's a brand new like facility.
We
now
have a whole new facility out there, and the county gave us $800,000. Gave us an $800,000 grant. Judge Harmon gave us that, and so we said, okay, well, you know what? We'll double the food bank warehouse. We'll double the amount of food we're giving away. We'll double the amount of people we're servicing, and that's what we're doing.
Yes, and I want to say that there was an opportunity for several different organizations to apply for the grant, mm-hmm. but they gave Open Door so much because they knew what we did for literally years for the county, for the area, and how faithful that we've been. And so that was a really big honor.
It was one of the greatest honors of my whole life. I was blown away at it. And so, hey man, you know, we heard that there was a government grant, and it was and the commissioner's court was the one that was in charge of allotting the funds. And so we just put in for it and just said, guys, we've been doing this for 32 years. Mm-hmm. We've been here. We've never asked y'all for anything. And we do this without any strings attached whatsoever. We don't do this to get people to come to our church. We do this because we are the church. We don't think it's the role and the responsibility of the government. We say it's the role and the responsibility of people who represent the kingdom.
Right, exactly.
And so we give away millions and millions and millions of pounds of food every single year. And we've been doing that for 32 years. And so they just went, you know what? We're going to let you guys do it. And this is one of the things I told them. I said, if you want to know what we really do, just go get in line and see how you're treated. I told them, I said, go park your car up there and go get in the line and see what happens and judge us if we're the real deal. You know, because on the commissioner's court, you have Republicans, you have Democrats, you have Christians, you have non-Christians, and then you have different streams of Christians, you know? Mm-hmm. So you got crazy Pentecostals and you got Bible Thumping Baptists on there. So it's like, if you're worried about that, we just represent a stream and we will not fully feed anybody that comes to us, just go get in line and see if we feed you or not and see how we treat you. And a couple of them actually did that.
Oh, whoa.
And then they went back and said, we need to grant these guys.
Wow.
And they did. And so we built our food bank warehouse. It's up. It's twice as big as what it has been. And it's a great big miracle.
One big thing they said, too, that was really nice is we don't ask for IDs. We don't count who's like we count the amount of people that we're helping, but we don't count that you're there. It just we use that number to signify, hey, guys, we helped X amount of people. And that was a big deal for them.
Why do I need somebody's Social Security card to give them food?
Yeah.
You don't.
Why do I need somebody's ID to give them food?
You don't.
Why do I need to know how much money they make to give them food?
You don't.
You don't. You don't. If you're going to give somebody food, then give them food. And if you're not, then don't. Mm-hmm. That whole thing is just crazy
to me. That's really like the point that really drove home for them. It's like, yeah, we pray for everybody. And yes, we give away really good food. But we don't ask anything of anybody. And we're honestly excited to be there and to serve them. Because it's a big deal for us just to be able to do that.
Yep. It is a big deal. It's a big deal. I mean, we've always wanted to be those kinds of people that do that. So we've always been those people to do that. We made $1 million difference way before we ever had $1 million to play with. Hallelujah.
Yep.
And we were just faithful. And all these people partnered with me. Walmart partnered with me. Oh, my gosh. Praise God for Walmart. and what all they gave me, and untold number. I have no idea how much food and how many pounds of food that Walmart's given me throughout the years. The 700 Club, mm-hmm. the 700 Club and Operation Blessing. I am the longest standing recipient agency that receives food from 700 Club. I've outlasted every single Amazing. Other food bank.
It's such a privilege.
And I mean, they give me, I don't know, they give me about 100,000 pounds of food a month, and they have for 30 years. So you can do the math on that, plus all the extra trucks that they've given me. Other food banks, the Tarrant County Food Bank, other people, Breadbasket Ministries in Fort Worth, just totally sustained us for years and years. There's so many other people, man, that give us food, plus all the food brokers that give us food. And we've got food, so why would we not give it away?
Yeah.
Come on. Like, well, okay, so I'm in my hometown of Glen Rose, Texas. I was out there recently, and there's a new food bank in town. And, man, they're good people, and they're doing a good work, and I praise God for them. But I'm, you know, praise God for somebody who's got a vision to help people. Mm-hmm. And so they're helping people. So I told Leanna, let's go through line, and let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. They gave me a 6-page application form. 6 pages. Okay, imagine you're somebody in town and you need help, and you go and you have to fill out a six page application form for you to get one bag of groceries. And it's like, okay, well, you're going to sit in front of a council of people that's going to judge you, going, do you really deserve this food? Do you really need this food? Dude, that is not the business I'm in. Number one, I've never met anybody that didn't need food, ever. Y'all ever met anybody that didn't need food?
Nope.
Okay, me either. And what you actually mean is this, when you ask, well, why do you know they really need the food? What you mean is, do they really deserve the food? Okay, if you're willing to go up there and get in line at 4 o'clock in the morning for a 9 o'clock giveaway, I'd say you probably need it.
Yeah.
And if not, then you're just crazy, which means you need help anyway, because you're crazy.
And it's not okay to take, people are desperate, and that's not what you do. You don't do that. You honor people.
No, you do. And if somebody like, okay, a lot of times young people don't have a car. Well, you can't go to a food bank and get food unless you have your own car. Like, that's crazy.
That's insane.
If you don't have a job, and if you don't have a house, and if you don't have a car, then you can't get food from us. Well, that is, I just think about who came up with those rules.
Yeah, like who sat down and was like, let me plot this out.
Someone who's never helped anybody in their life, and someone who does that in the name of accountability, but it's actually about the control.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a want for control.
You're like, well, but I need all these people in my church. No, you don't. You don't need all those people in your church. They're all high maintenance. Mm-hmm. They're all in big time needed. They would kill you.
Yep.
So you're crazy if you think you got to have all those people in church. If you can't serve them in this easy way, how in the world do you think you're going to serve them in all their complicated ways?
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that, haven't we?
So it's like, you know what? If they want to come to your church, let them come to your church and feed those people. Feed them spiritually and also feed them physically. But if you're not going to do any of that, why do you need them in your church?
Right,
yeah. Well, yeah, because I need to keep an eye on them. That's not your ministry. That is not your job. Man, you don't do this to get people to come to your church. You do this because you are the church. Amen.
Amen.
And so I praise God for every recipient that comes to our church. But, you know, last year, locally, we gave food to over 170,000 people. Okay.
That's crazy.
170,000 just locally. Here,
yeah.
Okay. Just locally. Okay, so we have about 1,500, 2,000 people show up to church on Sunday. So you can do the math. Okay, like, well, then you're a massive failure. No, sir, I obeyed the Lord. I was not a massive failure. And we were the church that went out there and did that. And our win was not to get them to come to church. It's great if they will, because they're welcome and because we have a seat for them. But dude, that's what we do on Sundays. What we do on Saturdays is get out and pray for people that are broken and help people in a way that there's a practical application to it. I think that you will see more miracles in selflessly serving people than you will anywhere else. What?
I'm sorry. Anna Barbara's in the chat. I'm trying really hard not to make fun of her.
Why would you make fun of poor Anna?
Because why wouldn't I?
I don't know. I really don't, Ben. Because you're bad. Anna is going to be with you and me next week in Mexico.
And she's currently snowed in.
She's snowed in. Yeah, she's out in East Texas.
That's why I want to make fun of her.
She's snowed in.
Like, it's so hard to focus.
I guarantee you, she's got enough food. I guarantee you, she's got enough wood out there. She's got something burning in the fireplace. She's a very independent woman. She can take care of herself. But if you need help, holler at us, Anna. We'll come out there and bail you out.
Me and Luke will come pick you up. Don't worry.
No, I will not. I will send some reputable people. I will not send Ben or my other son, Luke. I won't do it. So
Pablo posted that he was at here at Open Door once when we set up the food bank in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And he helped give away food. He said it was such a blessing to give without asking anything and just thanking them for being there.
So, friends, the way that we teach other churches, or if anybody is interested and say, hey, what is it that's important to y'all? This is what I say to them. I say, there is huge accountability here. But it's not accountability upon the recipients. It's accountability upon us to look like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We want to look like Jesus and act like Jesus because we're there in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Now, if we're not there in the name of Jesus, if we're there in the midst of some humanitarian effort, then yeah, here's my 6-page document I need you to fill out. How much, which included, what is my monthly income and what is my monthly bills?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because then they're going to say, oh, well, you make $400 more a month and you got bills. Why are you having to get groceries from us?
Wow.
Okay, that kind of madness is in the body of Jesus. And Jesus needs to come in and turn those tables over.
Well, in defense of some of these people, too, the counties do put a lot of rules on you if you haven't been around for a long time, especially if you're new, which I don't understand that either. You have to have rules to feed people. I don't understand that. I'll probably never understand that. But in some of their defenses,
I would say the county is different, though. I want to tell you this. The county is giving away my money.
No, without a doubt.
Okay. So I would say that there needs to be accountability. And then we need to argue among those of us that are voters over to who the leadership is and what the values should be in that. Okay, because the county is not giving away the county's money. The county is giving away the people of the county's money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would say that that's probably legit. If you're going to go to the government, and if you're going to get government housing, and if you're going to get government food, and if you're going to get government whatever, there should be some kind of accountability, and you should not be the enemy of the county if the county is helping you.
Right.
Okay, but that's not us. We're not the county. We are the kingdom. And that's completely different. So we will bless our enemies because we're doing this in the name of King Jesus. But the county should not bless our enemies.
No.
And these things are very simple to me. And this is what happens. This is what happens when the church will not get off of its blessed assurance and turn everything over to the government.
No, sounds like something that you would say and like what your pastors should know. You should do a series of like, hey, these are the things churches should know.
Yep.
Honestly, it's not a bad idea.
We should do that. And by the way, if you're wondering what they're talking about, on ODX.TV, we have a corner that's on there called the Pastor's Corner, and it's everything that pastors and leaders should know. And it's free to everybody, and you guys need to go there and you need to check it out. And so I just got through filming another one. I film them every single Tuesday right after I get through talking to my pastors. And today I was talking to them about how do you lead and how do you preach in an area where you are struggling without feeling like a hypocrite.
Such a cool topic.
Yeah, that's a great topic. And so I went through that today. And we did that. So you guys go to odx.tv and you can find that. And it's something that every pastor needs to know. And it's also something that all of us as pastors need to know. So,
and when you get there, you can go to the search bar and type in pastors and it'll pull up at the very top what pastors need to know.
Okay.
And right there.
Way to go, man.
All the episodes pop up for you.
Man, that's outstanding. So you guys be sure and take advantage of all the resources, man, that we're loading up. And by the way, did y'all see my Trinity Broadcasting Network thing? And that is on ODX.
Center Point.
When I was on Center Point, I think if you go there and type up Center Point, that it'll probably come up and you can go in there and you can look. And then of course, Last Sundays is on there. Mm-hmm. And not only is Last Sundays on there, but dang near a book of notes that goes with Last Sundays message.
I think there were about 46 pages.
It was crazy. Of notes. And it's like, dude, you can study for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Because I've only got 30 minutes to preach up there, but there's no reason for me not to give you a month's worth of study.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of good stuff in those notes.
It is really good. So I encourage you guys to take advantage of that. Guys, today we do want to talk about the armor of God because this is the year of the fight. This is the year of the big fight.
This is the year of the fight.
And man, we got to get into the fight. And this is not a year that you're going to be on the fence or be passive. One of the things that happened with the election last night is that they had the biggest turnout of the caucus that they've ever had. And so what that is people that typically would not participate in such things actually did go and participate in such things. And Donald Trump won 99 of the 99 counties in Iowa. Okay, well, there's a word in that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big time word. Anybody think of any scriptures that have to do with 99?
The when Jesus leaves, the one for, exactly the 99 right. For the 99. One.
That's exactly right.
At the flip.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how most churches work. Yeah. Like, leave the one for the other 99.
They're obviously dyslexic.
So exactly. But there's a prophetic word that's in that, and there's some really neat things that happen prophetically and some things I'm getting excited about. But let me throw this out there to you and tell you this. If you think any system that we've been able to rely on before is going to work smoothly, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you see like look throughout the world and you see like there's an attack of the supply lines, okay? And there is an attack against supply lines. And we've all seen it. What used to take, you know, a day to get now takes months to get and those mm-hmm. kinds of things. But what that means is all the systems have shut down. Okay, that's what that means. It means the systems have shut down. And at the same exact time that demonic attack comes against those systems of those supply lines, the systems of the government, the school systems, the judiciary systems, the police systems, like right now, one of the things that's under attack is if you call 911, well, they are being so bombarded with fake things that they're having to vet everybody over everything. So just exactly like that. So my son, Luke Brewer.
Yeah, but I said not me, the other one.
Yeah, this one's responsible, and he would see something like this. He's like, okay, he's sitting in a restaurant with his hottie mama, and they're sitting there and they're talking, and Leanna finally says, you know, Luke, you're not very present. I've been trying to talk to you for a long time and you're just staring past me. And he said, Mom, I think that guy's having a heart attack in that truck over there. And because he's an EMT, mm-hmm. he was looking and he's like, I think that old man is having a heart attack in that truck over there. And right as he said that, he opened up the door and he stepped out and took a couple of steps and he fainted. And Luke was like, yep. And he jumped up and he had his eye on it. Holy mm-hmm. Spirit actually alerted him to that moment. So he jumps up and he runs over there and he calls 911. He talks to this guy and the guy's like, I'm having trouble talking and my right leg's not working. Okay, the dude's having a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
So he calls 911 and he's like, I'm EMT. I'm Luke Austin Brewer. I was rookie of the year on the fire department here. I'm this, and I have a stroke victim. Okay, well, how do you know it's a stroke? And she vetted him for 20 minutes while this guy is having a stroke. And finally, my mom got on, and he was answering everything very professionally. And finally, my mom goes and says, your mom got on, and she said, what part of we need an ambulance do you not understand? We need an ambulance. There is an old man down in the road. You can figure out what his problem is whenever you get here. My son has already assessed it. He's having a stroke. Where is the ambulance? And she's like, okay, well, I guess I'll send an ambulance. Well,
thank
yeah.
you.
It'd have been great if you'd done that 20. Okay. Well, here in that lady's defense, she has recently been trained of, no, you don't just send somebody anymore because all these people are lying and calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called being swatted.
Yep.
What?
It's called being swatted. Yeah, man. And they're just plaguing the 9/11 system so that nobody knows if it's real or not. Okay, that is one example of the mess that's going on within our country.
No, okay, so I think it was last week. Last week, we were in a meeting, and I saw my doorbell camera, then the officer was knocking at our door, and I was like, what's happening? What's going on? Hunter wasn't there, so I just went home. Thank you for letting me leave, by
You're welcome.
Way.
I remember that.
And we called, and we were like, hey, we weren't home. We're trying to figure out what was happening, if everything's okay. And all they would tell us is we were just checking for an outside agency, and that was it. No explanation,
checking
nothing
for
else.
An outside
yes,
agency.
We were checking on behalf of an outside agency. I was like, what? And I'm in Cleburne.
Yep.
It's like, what is going on?
Well, all right. It is time.
Wait a minute. No, I'm not ready yet. Hang on a second. Everybody doesn't want me to leave yet because I still haven't even got to. We'll have to do the whole armor of God, and we will do like a intimate thing on the other side of this thing behind the veil here in just a minute. Now that I'm saying all this, hear me say all this. When you see these supply lines and all of these systems shutting down, what that means is the nation is moving away from the promises of God, because the land that is full of the promises of God is called the land flowing with milk and honey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the process that it takes to get milk and the process that it takes to get honey mean a whole bunch of things have to go right. And the Lord puts his hand over those systems when your nation follows him. And when your nation does not follow him, he takes his hand off of those systems. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever outside source has been like, you need to go check on them. Okay. Well, again, and the outside source was probably just somebody calling, because somebody is calling them going, I just heard screaming inside a house at this such and such address. And then they hang up the phone. So then those poor guys get up and they run out there that way because they want that chaos. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they want that chaos is because the demon they serve wants that, whether they know it or not. But they want that chaos so that, number one, they can get away with the things that they want to get away with.
Yeah.
And then the world wants there to be global chaos and global problems, which is why the borders are open all over the world. And the reason why they want global chaos is so they can bring global sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is us revving up to the book of Revelation. This is exactly what the Bible says was going to happen. I am not afraid. I'm not afraid, but I am also aware that we're living in a different day today than what we have lived in, and I got to walk with Jesus in a whole different way than I've ever walked with him. So I invite you, if you're watching this, to go on that journey with me. I invite you to say, okay, well, dude, I'm not just going to go back to sleep and act like it's no big deal. No, it's a big deal. An outside source called the police and said, you need to go check out this house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they did. They went and checked out the house. And so that is going on. So, man, you were swatted. That's called being swatted.
So that actually started a while ago. That started with big streamers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They'd find your address by saying, hey, Siri, or hey, Alexa, whatever. Find your address and send the cops there.
Yeah. And then you wake up in the middle of the night and the SWAT team is there.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing is going on all over the United States right now. It's just one more way that all this is taking place. It's just one more way. Well, guys, we're about to get off into this part that where we are going to go behind the veil. And what is that? It means that we go strictly to the ODX.TV platform. And if you go there and if you look, you'll see Pulse 24 or you'll see the live feed on there. Go to the live feed. If you're already partnering with me at ODX.TV or through Troy Brewer, if you're doing troybrewer.com or if you're already a part of Troy Brewer Ministries, what's real is, man, you're already helping me save boys and girls, including the kids that we're going to rescue next week. So we have the conference on Wednesday night. Come out, be a part of that, or buy the part that's online and view that with us. Then we have the conference on Tuesday night. We have the conference on Wednesday night. We also have, on Friday night, on Friday, we also have the prophetic lunch or the redemption lunch. And, man, Jerrion Webb's going to be there. Patricia King is going to be there. Brian Schwartz is going to be there. I have friends from all over the world that's going to be there. And it's going to be so good. And then, guys, we have the food outreach. Oh, by the way, if you're also a part of ODX, if you're a member of second or third stage, I have a special gathering for you tomorrow. And I think it's at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
5:30.
Yep.
It's at 5:30. It needs to be at 5.
I'm pretty sure. No, I can check to be sure because I might have gotten that wrong.
I think you have. It's at 5 o'clock because it's from 5 until 6 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock,
yes, we're 5 to 6:30.
Yeah, it's from 5. So guys, I also have special seats for you guys inside the auditorium, so you don't have to worry about finding a seat. And I have food for you, and we're going to spend an hour together. It's going to be so good, and it's free. It's free if you've already signed up at ODX, and if you're stage 2 or stage 3, you get to come to these gatherings. We do 3 or 4 of these a year now, and I'm going to give you a behind the scenes look at everything, and I'm going to tell you some really cool stuff. So come out and be a part of that. If you are part of the ODX family, come out and be a part of the gathering tomorrow night. And then Saturday morning, man, we got the food outreach out at the Open Door Food Bank. And then Saturday night, I have the Star Party. And so we have two parts of Star Party. The first part is a really fun dinner, and mm-hmm. then we're all going over the sanctuary and we're watching the Star Party. Okay, we've sold out of the dinner part, but we still have hundreds of seats that can fill the auditorium. So if you want to come to that, you can still come to that. You won't be able to go to the dinner part, but you can actually come to the Star Party part, and it's going to be so much fun. You'll see what our Star Party is. It's going to be so cool. And then Sunday, we've got church, and Jerry Ann Webb is going to be with me on the stage. She was our special guest last week, and that's going to be Sunday. And right after church, we're headed to the airport. What? Help me out.
No, I'm listening to you. Whenever I said, hey, Siri, apparently everybody's phone started freaking out.
Oh.
That's what I'm laughing at over here.
Okay. So, and then from Sunday, we're immediately following the services, guys. We're going to go straight to the airport. We're going to Mexico City. We'll be rescuing kids in Mexico City on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Then on Thursday, we're going to be going to the Guatemala border. And then we will be rescuing kids in Guatemala on Friday and on Saturday and on Sunday. And then we start making our way back on Monday. And then we make it all the way home on Tuesday. And I'm going to be doing live internet feeds uploaded across my platforms and to ODX.TV. And you don't want to miss those things. It's going to be incredible. All right. Guys, I think we're about ready to go behind the veil.
We're ready.
All right. You about ready?
I'm ready. Again, guys, for those of y'all on ODX, do not go anywhere. We will be throwing up a quick graphic, and then we will be going behind the veil for all y'all on all of our social medias, YouTube, Facebook, X, all the other fun stuff. Be sure, if you're not already a Stage 2 or Stage 3 member, to become one so you can come hang out with us behind the veil. And we will see you guys here shortly.